Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Brigade Enterprises Limited's Q3 FY26 financial results conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Pavitra Shankar, Managing Director of Brigade Enterprises Limited. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us at our Q3 FY26 earnings call. I am joined by the management of Brigade Group, our Chairman, Mr. M.R. Jaishankar, Joint Managing Director, Ms. Nirupa Shankar, Executive Directors, Mr. Roshin Mathew, Mr. Amar Mysore, and Mr. Pradyumna Krishnakumar, along with members of our senior management team. We welcome Mr. Yogesh Patel, who joined Brigade Enterprises today as CFO. This has been a steady and well-rounded quarter for Brigade, with each of our business segments contributing to overall growth. Our focus remains on deepening our presence in key micro markets by selecting land parcels that offer strong long-term development potential. In the last 9 months, we have incurred about 2,100 crores towards our land bank, with a developable area of 14 million sq ft and GDV of 16,000 crores, with 54% in Bangalore and 30% in Hyderabad. These projects should enter our launch pipeline over the next 4 to 6 quarters. On the real estate front, we delivered consistent performance, achieving pre-sales of 1,750 crores and a pre-sales volume of 1.33 million sq ft in Q3 FY26. Average realization stood at rupees 13,142 per sq ft, reflecting a 16% growth over Q3 FY25. Looking ahead, we have a strong pipeline with approximately 12 million sq ft of launches planned over the next 4 quarters. While the residential sector is seeing stabilization in terms of volume growth, prices continue to rise across major metros due to tight supply and the strong performance of higher-value segments. Luxury and premium housing now account for over a quarter of national supply as developers increasingly shift focus upward. Within our own portfolio, about 85% of our pre-sales is above the 1.0 crore ticket size, which underscores our positioning as a premium high-quality developer. Our current inventory also reflects the same distribution. While price increases are still being absorbed and the demand is strong, customers are more cognizant of overall ticket sizes, and we are reflecting these inputs in our projects under design. Brigade's commercial office portfolio delivered a stable performance in Q3 FY26, with cumulative leasing of 0.66 million sq ft as of the quarter. Portfolio occupancy remained healthy at around 93%, supported by steady demand from healthcare and education sector occupiers. We're actively working towards increasing our commercial office portfolio. We already launched 1.2 million sq ft in FY26 and plan to launch another 4.2 million sq ft in the next 4 quarters. India's office market continues to exhibit structural momentum led by the rapid expansion of global capability centers, which now account for close to 40% of total office leasing. On the retail front, as of Q3 FY26, the 3 Orion malls collectively churned about 1 lakh square feet of leasable area and added new tenants, boosting footfall and rental income by strengthening the overall brand and tenant mix. Footfalls across our malls grew 5%, and sales grew at 16% for FY26, aided by strong performances in cinema, end-of-season sales, and the festive period. Brigade Hotels delivered steady growth compared to Q3 FY25, with improvements across key performance metrics. Revenue and RevPAR increased by 14 and 17% respectively, driven by a 17% rise in ADR. EBITDA also grew by 17% for the quarter. The Indian hospitality sector continues to see demand outpacing supply, with about 1 lakh new rooms expected to be added over the next 5 years. Against this backdrop, Brigade Hotel Ventures Limited is building out 1,700 keys across 9 hotels in our markets of focus. I'll now hand it over to our Executive Director, Mr. Pradyumna, to present the detailed financials for the quarter.
Thank you, Pavitra. Good afternoon and a warm welcome again. Pavitra has already shared the operational highlights. I will be sharing the key financial highlights. We achieved pre-sales of Rs. 1,750 crores for Q3 FY26 with a pre-sales volume of 1.33 million square feet. While quarterly sales did not increase significantly, it was primarily due to approval-related delays for launching new projects. Now, with better certainty on the approvals front, we are confident that our upcoming launches will significantly strengthen our sales trajectory in the coming quarters. The underlying demand remains strong, and we are well positioned to capitalize on the momentum with the new project launches and new land acquisitions in Bangalore, Hyderabad, and Chennai. The ongoing projects and the new projects that will launch soon are all well located within micro markets that have strong demand with excellent connectivity and access to very good social infrastructure and public transportation. This is the case with all our projects in Bangalore, Hyderabad, and Chennai. Overall collections for the quarter have remained at levels similar to Q3 FY25 at Rs. 1,760 crores due to fewer launches. Cash flows from operating activities have moderated due to higher construction spends. Our cash flow collections will continue to be robust in the coming quarters and will be further supported by the new project launches. Collections from the real estate segment stood at Rs. 1,258 crores. Leasing segment stood at Rs. 325 crores and hospitality stood at Rs. 177 crores. Net cash flow from operating activities stood at Rs. 278 crores. To start with the group's revenue update for Q3 FY26. The consolidated revenue for the quarter stood at Rs. 1,623 crores, an increase of 6% over Q3 FY25 with an EBITDA of Rs. 459 crores. EBITDA margin stood at 28%. The real estate segment clocked a turnover of Rs. 1,133 crores with an EBITDA of Rs. 170 crores. The leasing segment clocked a turnover of Rs. 325 crores, an increase of 16% over Q3 FY25 with an EBITDA of Rs. 231 crores. The hospitality segment clocked a turnover of Rs. 165 crores, an increase of 12% over Q3 FY25 with an EBITDA of Rs. 58 crores. Consolidated PAT stood at Rs. 206 crores and PAT after minority interest is Rs. 187 crores. Coming to the group's performance for 9 months FY26. The consolidated revenue for the period stood at Rs. 4,386 crores, an increase of 16% over 9 months FY25, with an EBITDA of Rs. 1,209 crores. The EBITDA margin stood at 28%. Real estate segment clocked a turnover of Rs. 2,976 crores, an increase of 16% over 9 months FY25, with an EBITDA of Rs. 384 crores. The leasing segment clocked a turnover of Rs. 966 crores, an increase of 16% again over 9 months FY25 with an EBITDA of Rs. 678 crores. The hospitality segment clocked a turnover of Rs. 444 crores, an increase of 16% over 9 months FY25 with an EBITDA of Rs. 147 crores. Consolidated PAT stood at Rs. 534 crores, an increase of 24% over 9 months FY25. PAT after minority interest for the same period is Rs. 499 crores, an increase of 14% over 9 months FY25. Now on debt and liquidity. We continue to have adequate liquidity and undrawn credit lines from banks and financial institutions to support our growth plans. Our average cost of debt has reduced significantly by 115 bps to 7.61% as of December 25, from 8.76% as of December 24. Gross debt of the group stood at Rs. 4,504 crores. Cash and cash equivalent was Rs. 2,617 crores as of 31st December 25. Consequently, the company's net debt outstanding as of 31st December 25 was Rs. 1,887 crores, out of which DEL's share of the same is Rs. 1,273 crores. About 92% of the debt pertains to the commercial segment, which is backed by rental income. Debt equity ratio stood at 0.23. I will now hand it back to the operator for questions.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Karan Khanna from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi team. Thank you for the opportunity. Just a couple of questions from my end. Firstly, Pavitra, there have been talks of excess unaffordability in Bangalore market, which are limiting future price hikes. Could you share some thoughts on the pricing environment and on the kind of like-to-like price increase you expect from both Bangalore and Chennai? And as a follow-up, what kind of like-to-like price hikes were taken across the already launched projects during the quarter?
Hi, good afternoon. So in general, the market is still pretty healthy and demand is good. While the price rise in Bangalore over the last, if you look the last 2-3 years, has been really substantial, all of our projects that are being launched today, I think, are being launched with the expectation that we can still take price hikes of 5-7% year over year. That is how we underwrite and that's how we launch. But that also means when we launch, it's a fairly full price and we are not expecting to see rapid price increase at the time of launch. That said, as I mentioned in the opening remarks as well, this has led to a lot of the ticket sizes being, you know, 2 to 2.5 crores, 3 crores and so on. Is not as fast as it used to be in, say, the 1.5 to 2.5 crore ticket size. So this is where we're seeing the stabilization in the market. In our own portfolio, about 5-7% is what we would like to take year over year and what we've been doing in the past. While we may not do it on a quarterly basis, we do it along with inventory movement and we're able to achieve this. This holds good for both Bangalore and Chennai.
So this is helpful. Secondly, if you look at slide 9 of your 4Q FY25 presentation, you were fairly confident of launching 16 residential projects totaling 12 million square feet over the next 4 quarters. But if I look at slide 28 of your current investor presentation, you have just launched less than 4.5 million square feet of residential projects in 9 months, FY25. So can you help us reconcile these numbers and why launches this year have been skewed more towards 4Q versus, say, previous years, where they were largely spread out across quarters? Say in FY25, you had 2-2.5 million square feet worth of launches every quarter.
I would say the launches were actually more towards H2. In this, so Q3 and Q4, and that's what we had seen in the last few years also. So far in the year to date, 4.3 million square feet in the residential sector. In the number that you're mentioning, we had actually, that 16 million was actually including commercial as well. So year to date, we have launched 3 million square feet in residential with a GDV of 4,800 crores. In Q4, actually, our plan is to launch the same amount, 4.3 million square feet, with a higher GDV of around 5,400 crores. Unfortunately, yes, we have seen the delay in approvals, which has caused many of these projects to slip into Q4. And we are hoping that they will come in. We're working hard to ensure. But overall, the 12.45 number that we mentioned, it looks like we will not meet that for the calendar year. Sorry, for the fiscal year, for residential.
Sure.
It's only... It's not like the projects are not coming. There is approval delay. So if it moves into it will move into Q1 or Q2 in that sense. But there is no real risk of the project taking off.
Sure. And then lastly, on business development, can you help us understand the new BDs during last quarter, largely in Hyderabad? What kind of IRRs were you looking at when you signed these new BDs? And how are these IRRs versus what they were, let's say, 9, 12 months back?
So, you know, the IRRs that we look at are around 18%. I would love to say they're going to keep increasing, but as customers are willing to pay more or as end customer pricing increases, land rates increase as well. So that is why we look at an overall 18% IRR in general.
Sure. This is helpful, Pavitra. I'll come back in the queue. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aditya Chattopadhyay from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for the opportunity. I'll just take a follow-up on the previous question on the 5,400 crores of launches you mentioned for Q4. Could you just help us understand how it will be split geographically and which will be the key projects you're planning to launch in the current quarter?
Yeah, in Q4, it is predominantly, we have about 8 lakh square feet in Chennai. That would be around 1,600 crores. And 2.3 million square feet or 2,500 crores in GDV from Bangalore. And about a little under a million square feet from Hyderabad. So that is how it's going to hopefully pan out. I think we have good visibility on the Hyderabad launches and a couple of the Bangalore launches as well.
Okay, okay, fine, fine. The second question is on your rental capex, right? So considering the aggressive plans we have, right, to expand the rental portfolio, so 9 months, including the hotels business, right, we have done a certain amount of capex, right? But could you give us help us understand for the full year in 26 and for 27, any overall budgeted capex number you'd like to share, which you can expect?
I think for the commercial, we have said that the estimated cost for the year is about 1,600-1,700 or so for the projects that we've launched, which have been listed on page 14 of the presentation. We've already incurred 661 crores, and we have a balance of 1,000 crores. For hospitality, that's separate. We have said that we budget 1,000 crores capex for the coming fiscal.
Yeah, so just wanted to tie up, means for this now for 26, right, the full year number and 27, right, that the overall capex we'll be doing as a company and a consolidated entity in terms of the cash requirement. That is what I'm trying to just understand.
So, Haridev Pradyumna here. So, in FY26, for the commercial division, about 600 crores is what we expect to spend. And the year after in FY27, about 800 crores.
Okay, and this would include the Hyderabad project also, right? I assume the office and mall would be a large portion of that.
Yes.
Yes,
it will include that. Okay. Yes.
Okay, that will include that. Okay. Okay, okay. Fine, fine. Okay, now that's it. Thank you. I'll come back in the queue if I have more questions. Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pritesh Sheth from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon. Thanks for the opportunity. Just first on the contribution from Brigade Gateway in this quarter that we had launched, you know, how much should be that number? And second question is in terms of launches that we have highlighted for Q4, at what stages they are, you know, how many we have applied for RERA, how many are still under plan approvals, if you can give us those details, that would be helpful. Yeah.
Yeah. First on Brigade Gateway, this is Tower 2 that we launched in Q3. About 550 crores of GDV or pre-sales value is what we have sold. In terms of the approval, I'll ask Pradyumna to just speak on that.
Yeah. So out of the about 4.5 million square feet that we plan to launch in this quarter, one third of it is already almost at the end of receiving the RERA approval, and much of the balance is at the very final leg of the plan sanction. So we are therefore hopeful that we are able to launch all this in this quarter itself.
Sure, got it. And in terms of Gateway, you know, total GDV of launch would be somewhere around 1,600-1,700 crores. Out of that, we have done 550, slightly slower response than the first phase. Obviously, you know, timing were different, but how you read into this response? Anything from our side we could have done to have a better response in terms of timing of launch or in terms of ticket size, and how you, with this launch, how you read the overall Hyderabad market right now?
So actually, I'll say we are quite happy with the response to the launch. When we launched the first tower, which was a year ago, we were quite surprised with the way in which the project got absorbed, and we were able to pretty much do a complete sellout within that month. That not something we were trying to emulate in in the past quarter. One, because this is a mixed-use development and there is an incredible amount of value that is being created. So the increase in pricing just has been about 15% or more on a like-to-like basis. And despite that, we've been able to do these kind of numbers. So I think there is a lot of confidence in the project and a lot of confidence in the vision that we have for the overall mixed use. So we're quite happy with it. Our plan here was not to try and sell water itself. This is a project where it's important for us to also maintain city we are starting off with the residential, but then going to be investing into the capex for the office and hotel tower as well. So we're quite happy with the progress so far, and we don't intend to sell it off ASAP. We want to be taking some price increases over the year as well.
Got it. I understand this launch happened towards the end of December, few weeks before the end. Any spillover of sales which happened, or whatever we had done has been booked for the current quarter?
So whatever we had done for the quarter has been booked. So about 100 units is what we had done in Q3. The sales are continuing in Q4.
Okay. Got it. Fair enough. And any update on Brigade Morgan Heights you want to provide? Because there was a regulatory hurdle which came in. When will we be able to restart the sales in that project?
Yeah, so we are expecting the hearing to happen in a couple of weeks, in a couple of weeks' time. So we are quite hopeful that it should be done by this month itself, and we should be able to restart by the end of the month. Yeah, I think the important thing to note is, we are not the only one affected by this. A minimum of over a lakh properties are affected by this. And now there are a lot of protests that are taking place in Chennai as we speak on this particular issue. So we are hopeful, like I said, that things will be cleared out in this month.
Got it. Fair enough. Thank you. That's it from my side, and all the best.
Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Girish Chaudhary from Avendus Spark. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good afternoon. Thanks for the opportunity. Firstly, I have a question on the operating cash flow, right? So if I look at the 9-month number, we have seen a substantial decline from around 1,550 crores to 1,030 odd crores. And if I see the internals, right, the collections have grown marginally. I understand the pre-sales were weak this year, but prior to the prior years have been pretty strong, and construction cost has gone up 20-odd%, but what I'm also seeing that the sales and marketing levels continue to remain elevated, right, despite limited launches. So overall, how should we interpret this? Is it largely a timing sort of issue, or are there any other pressures from the overall cash flow point of view? So that's my first question. Yeah.
Yeah, so on the sales and marketing, I would say we have supported the marketing efforts substantially more, especially because we have a much more high-end and premium segment kind of portfolio in this year, which requires a lot more branding and marketing efforts, as opposed to, it was a bit lighter from that aspect over the last few years. We were just able to run with amount of digital and so on. So that is really the reason why.
Okay. And on the collections, because that has dampened the overall operating cash flow, right? So, we have just seen a marginal growth this year in the first 9 months.
So, like I mentioned in my remarks, Girish, this is also due to the fact that, we have not launched much in the last quarter. And hence you would see that difference in numbers. But again, as mentioned, we expect with the launches that take place in this quarter and the next, these numbers to pick up again.
No. But any from the existing projects, are we seeing any collection bump up in the coming quarters?
Yeah, the existing continue. We don't have any sort of payment plans or things like that. So it's a very consistent form of collection. So it's all milestone related, construction progress milestone related. So we should continue to see that as the work happens on site.
Sure, sure. And my second question is on the overall execution. I just wanted to assess, I mean, overall projects level, how are they progressing in terms of the planned timelines? Are you seeing any challenges around the labor availability or, let's say, the contractor capacity or any approvals that are impacting deliveries? So, in general, the confidence on execution.
Yeah, so, over the course of time, we've also increased the in-house construction contribution that we do. This is just to ensure that there's no impact from, issues at our subcontractors or third-party contractors. I think labor availability is, there's always some issue or the other, whether it is festivals or voting or whatever it might be. But we are trying to, dull the impact of that by increasing our in-house construction contribution.
Okay. And on the timelines, are you confident at the overall level in terms of delivery schedules?
Yes. Not an issue.
Got it. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Parvez Qazi from Nuvama Group. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, and thanks for taking my question. So a couple of questions from my side. You mentioned that you're taking cognizance of the fact that with increasing prices, customers are also sensitive to ticket size. So of the overall launches, let's say, which are planned over the next 4 quarters, what would be a broad split in terms of ticket size across all your projects? Let's say what percentage will be in the 2 to 3 crore, what will be above 3 crore or 5 crore. Any data on that would be great.
So as I had mentioned earlier, around 85% of our 80 to 85% of our current portfolio is in that 1.5 crore plus. I would say it's equally distributed right now between 1.5 to 3 crores range and 3 CR plus. Going forward, we're trying to look at unit sizes to also maintain it within the 2 to 3 CR ticket size. I think that is a fairly good sweet spot for the Bangalore and Chennai market. For some projects, we're also looking at trying to get ticket size range. So it's not easy to do that right away, but many of the projects in the pipeline looking at reducing the overall ticket sizes so that it becomes a lot more palatable for the customer. There are still some projects and locations where we can very comfortably go in the high-end or luxury spectrum as well, and we're continuing to look at that spectrum as the opportunity arises.
So, when you mentioned that in the 9 months we have done deals for 2100 crore, is this the payment that we need to make for these deals, or is this 2100 crore is the land capex that we've already done in the 9 months?
We've already done that.
Okay. What would be the geographical split of sales for Q3?
For Q3, about 35% from Hyderabad, 15% from Chennai, and the rest, 15% from Bangalore.
Sure. And one question, in our current office portfolio, largely we have space left to lease only in Brigade Twin Towers. So, what is our thought process there, and when do we see this space getting leased out?
Yes, in Twin Towers, we pretty much sold about half of the project, about 46 to 50% of the project. We had initially thought of actually giving the balance tower for lease. But I think seeing how the demand is, our plan is to potentially look at selling the other tower as well. So Based on demand, we're looking at selling the other tower as well. So that while it is currently mentioned in the leasing portfolio, one tower is mentioned in the leasing portfolio as unleased. We are looking at a combination of sale and lease, but mostly it will go into sale.
Got it. Sure. And last question, I mean, in terms of future BD, what is our thought process in terms of the three cities where we are present and also in terms of the segment that we would want to target? Thank you. That's my last question.
Yeah. The last few ramping up our BD efforts. Our efforts in Chennai have really borne fruit. We've been able to show an increasing contribution of sales from there. In the past year as well, from Hyderabad, we've seen that a lot of momentum, not just in terms of projects being launched, but also business development. So we're very happy with those results. And of course, Bangalore, we continue to be extremely bullish about. So our three markets are, we would say, are in full swing, and we're happy with the momentum there. So this is also a time where we will potentially consider evaluating new markets.
Sure. Thanks and all the best for future.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Murtuza Arsiwala from Kotak Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. The upcoming annuity portfolio, it's got the 1700 crore.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Mr. Murtuza, but your voice is not clear, sir.
Is it better now? Can you hear me better?
It's still sounding a little muffled.
Okay. Is it better now?
Yes, please go ahead.
Okay. Now, I just want to know on the upcoming leasing portfolio, what is the kind of area and rental expectation? And if you could give us some ramp up, you know, in terms of how the step up will happen over the next few years.
Yeah. I think when we look at the commercial office portfolio, as I mentioned earlier, the portfolio is fully leased, except for that one tower in Twin Towers. But this year, for instance, we should get about 2.5 million square feet that we will be that will come under operations with OC. And we have also mentioned that in FY26 we've launched about 1.2 million square feet, and upcoming launches will also amount to about 4.21 million square feet. So we have quite a bit coming up in the pipeline. In terms of the current this year for FY26 is what I can talk about. We'll have almost 1,300 crores if we include our commercial facility management and retail commercial portfolio, at least 1,300 crores of commercial top line.
Mr. Murtuza, does it answer the question?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Biplab Debarma from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, everyone. So first one is a clarification, just a small clarification needed. In the slide 13, leasing portfolio, leasable areas 9.29. Last quarter, I think it is 9.38. So do we sell some of the spaces in the leasing portfolio, or there is some correction or something happened? What happened there?
Yeah, so we just sold a small part of Brigade Twin Towers, which Nirupa was also mentioning the previous question. So that's the reason for the reduction.
Okay, fine. And with the pipeline that we have for quarter four, and the kind of absorption that we are seeing in these three markets, do you think we would be able to surpass last year's pre-sales number?
Yes, with the expectation that the launches would come in, we should be around last year's number in terms of overall sales, and ideally breaking past that as well.
Okay. And one final question, third question is on the Morgan Heights. I am aware of the issue. I just want you to just wanted to understand, when you say hearing, it is the hearing is in the court and you are expecting a positive verdict? I mean, how the issue do you think it would get resolved by some positive verdict from court that you are expecting this quarter and that's this month and that's the end of it? Or is there chance of it dragging? Because you also mentioned about protest and 1 lakh properties getting impacted. So just trying to understand this.
So, you are correct, the club. Basically, the matter is in the court, in High Court of Madras, and the hearing is happening this month. And therefore, we expect a positive order in our favor.
Okay, okay. Thank you, and all the best for the coming quarters.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anmol Mittal from SMC Private Wealth. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thanks for the opportunity. So my first question is, in the real estate segment, margins have moderated. Could you please help me with to understand the three key factors behind this, any specific project delay or the margins are lower in this quarter as well? And on the premium real estate, could you update me about the launches pipeline and the margin in real estate in future and the growth?
Yeah, so it, as I explained earlier too, the margin in the real estate segment is hovering around 15%. It is primarily due to many of the older projects being recognized currently. And two, because of India, there is gross accounting that takes place, so which has no margin. So that has an impact on the overall margins, and that is one. In terms of the second question on how things will pan out in the coming years, I think from Q1, maybe Q2, we should start seeing higher margins in the real estate segment, maybe closer to 20%. As mentioned earlier, these are due to projects that are getting recognized now, which have been launched in the last 3 to 4 years.
Okay, and there is a segment of real estate, premium real estate, which the management had guided that it is of about 30% operating margin. So, any update on that part?
Yeah, so project to project, depending on the category of it, it varies anywhere from 27-28% up to 35%. So, the premium one will come at the higher end of that.
Okay, so... the second question is, there is a line item in segmental results, unallocable expenses. So could you please provide some color on that part? And there is a massive amount of increase in that as well. And if you can provide me the breakdown as well, that will be beneficial.
Yeah, Ramcharan this side. Actually, unallocated expenditure is more towards the common expenditure which should have been incurred, majorly the admin cost and employee cost. The reason being, we treated it as an unallocatable expenditure because the people will be working on the both the segments put together.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Akash Gupta from Nomura. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes, you are. Please go ahead.
Hi. First question is on the demand perspective. I think I heard your comments on Bangalore and Hyderabad, and you were pretty optimistic about it, contrary to what the market is thinking. My question is, what gives you this confidence about the demand for the Bangalore, Hyderabad, and Chennai markets? That's my first question.
We have this confidence based on the kind of response that we see to our marketing campaigns and to the walk-ins at project offices. We are still getting very good response. Conversion times tend to as we go into the larger or the higher ticket sizes, which is where we're seeing some kind of extension in those time frames, and it takes some time to get those numbers reflected into our results. But
project has always been quite positive. We are always looking at our marketing mix as well and looking at the best ways to get customers into our projects. We're able to achieve the pricing that we have launched at and don't need to take any discounts. We haven't had to do any major payment plans. We don't do subventions. We don't do 1090 schemes. So I think we're quite confident of what we are able to charge and be able to transact in our projects in both Bangalore and Hyderabad. I'd say it's a mix of the right kind of product and, of course, brand and the right pricing as well.
Understood. My second question is on the miss on the launches. Just wanted to understand, what is this approval delay that we have had? Because none of your peers, which are we tracking, at least the listed peers for that market, they have not given anything on approval delays. And could you just give us a brief understanding of that, at why any project in Bangalore that was supposed to be launched this year has gone up to 1Q FY27 or 2Q FY27?
Yeah, so, we've faced, delays of about 3 to 4 months in some of these projects. And it's primarily due to some of the changes that took place in Bangalore. It also depends on where your file was at that particular point in time when that change took place. So those files which are in an advanced stage of approvals would have come through a little sooner as against those that were being processed out. That is the only reason for it.
Understood. And my third and final question is that I think we're launching roughly 8 million square feet this year and probably 10 to 12 million square feet in FY27. How should we think about pre-sales growth in FY27 because we're doing something like flattish in FY26? What is the guidance here? How should we think about it?
Yeah, so naturally we will be looking to do better than FY26. I think the number of projects that we're launching as well as the markets in which we will be launching those projects and the ticket sizes should all mean an improvement in the numbers. But we will have to see how that plays out.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for answering my questions.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Heta from Monarch AIF. Before we take the next participants, reminder to everyone to please limit their questions to two per participant. Ms. Heta, please go ahead with your question.
Yes, sure. Good afternoon, everyone. Could you help me with the current inventory levels in million square feet?
Do you mean inventory that we haven't sold as yet?
Yes, correct.
Yeah, so we have about 5.5 million square feet in total, which is yet to be sold.
Okay, all right. And could you help me understand what percentage of flats in Brigade Icon are sold, and are we seeing any good traction at Brigade Icon and Brigade Altius that we launched last year?
I didn't get the second project name. Icon is going along. I think it will still take the better of 3 to 3.5 years to completely sell out. It's a very high-end project, so accelerate sales or do anything, on the pricing front for that. It's doing well. Brigade Altius has actually shown some pretty good momentum. It's quite aggressively priced in terms of ticket sizes, quite high priced for that market, and we've still been able to have some good absorption. So that project is also doing quite well. So both our large Chennai projects are doing quite well.
Can you just help me with the quantified number, like the total number of units there and the percentage sold? In each?
Yeah, I'll just come back to you with the exact number.
Okay, sure. Just, if I could just squeeze in one more question regarding the Mysore market. We're planning to launch 4 projects in Mysore. So what average ticket size are we looking at?
Those should be around north of 1.5 crores.
All right. Just join back to queue.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Siddharth Mishra from Fidelity International. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. My question was around your initial comments on that you have better certainty on the approvals front and you see that leading to improved sales in the coming quarters. So could you just elaborate on that? What is this better certainty? Is it, you know, are you seeing things more settling down in terms of the changes which have happened over there in Bangalore?
No, that, you know, you hit the nail on the head. Basically, that's what we're seeing, and we've been able to get these projects into near launch stage as we speak. So, you know, so about the 4.5 million square feet coming through, that's one of the aspects. And for the rest of it, the 8 million square feet also, now we have visibility as to, you know, which quarter, the likelihood of the quarter that it comes in FY27.
Okay, and just a follow-up on that, you know, with the change in structure from BBMP to GBA, you know, has that accelerated the approval timelines or could you just elaborate on what's happening there?
No, I wouldn't say it's accelerated. What it has done is that, you know, things have settled down at GBA and, you know, the approvals are now moving forward as it used to earlier in a stabilized manner. So I wouldn't say that approvals have yet sort of picked up in terms of speed of getting it processed. It is more about the fact that there is no stability and certainty on the approval.
Okay, yeah, thanks a lot. That's all.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pritesh Sheth from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for follow-up. Just one question on the commercial side. So once we deliver this, you know, 2.5 million square feet under construction and 4.2 million square feet of upcoming pipeline, what would be our rental run rate and by when can we achieve that?
As we see, once these assets sort of are leased out and stabilized, the overall lease revenue will be upwards of 2,000 crores.
Okay, and in 5-6 years time, I mean, what will be the completion time, right? You know, and then we can assume some stability periods.
Yeah, it's about, I would say 2031, you can assume, say 5 years from now.
Sure, got it. Thanks.
I just want to add on here to the previous question in terms of how much sales has happened in Icon and Altius, Brigade Icon and Brigade Altius in Chennai. Around 40% has been sold in both projects. So we have about 60% of the inventory to go.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Heta from Monarch AIF. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you so much for those figures on Brigade Icon and Brigade Altius. I just wanted to understand what is a sustainable EBITDA margin in leasing segment?
Sorry, in which segment?
The commercial leasing segment.
EBITDA margin. 70%.
So it's slightly lower because we include facility management as well, which has just a margin of maybe 15 to 20%. But that's why our overall segment looks slightly lower. But so it's 70% and it should continue this way.
All right. And how? So I just not sure if I'm repeating the question, but could you please help me with what will be a total area to be leased out in FY27 after the launches?
Yeah, so the current portfolio should be completely leased out. And like I mentioned, we should be getting
2.5 million square feet into the portfolio this year. So it will get leased out over the next 1 to 2 years, I would say, because once the OC comes in, it will take at least 4 quarters to lease out.
Understood. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pralin Nandu from Edelweiss Public Alternatives. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, team. Thank you for this opportunity. Just, you know, again, probably repeating myself and lots of questions on the launches and maybe pre-sales that you are expecting in, let's say, FY27. My question is, we started the year with a target of 15% pre-sales growth on FY25 number. Is it possible to reach that number on a two-year CAGR basis at the end of
FY27? We'll have to look at that. I mean, that seems like a pretty aggressive number considering where we are today. We will be looking at doing better than last year in FY26 numbers. And beyond that, we'll have to see based on which projects approvals come through and the timeliness of those approvals. But definitely the intent is to keep growing at our 15% number that we have set in the past.
Right. I'm just probably connecting this 15% number back to some of the comments that were made on the call, that these projects are delayed and not, you know, in a way, demand is still there, right, in a way. If that is the case, why should this 15% be a bit aggressive number, given that we have a launch pipeline, right, and the approval also are pretty much now in line, right? So is it some capacity issue internally, or you don't think the market is, you know, as good as probably it was at the start of the year?
No, I think it is okay to continue with a 15% year-over-year assumption because the base is also, something we've been able to grow over the last few years. Based on how the launches are looking at the end of next quarter, I think we'd have a better picture. So which ones come into Q4 and which ones are going to be into FY27, we'll have a better understanding in terms of our estimate for FY27.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Parikshit Khandapal from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Pavitra. So my first question is the miss on the guidance on pre-sales, and we expect a flat kind of a growth. So was it a issue of just delay in approvals, or was it an issue of velocity in different markets?
It's primarily an issue of the delay in approvals because that impacts not just obviously the fact that we have that project and inventory, but the time that we have in the financial year to sell. As we've said many times in the past, the quarter of launch is not really impacting the profitability of the project or the demand on ground or any of that. It is just how it looks year over year that, is giving these kind of optics. And one other factor is as ticket size has increased, you've seen our own project portfolio average price realization more than double in the past 18 months. So that also larger ticket sizes that are still being absorbed, but that means, you know, the pace of absorption of those projects, whether it is a Brigade Icon or a Brigade Avalon or even a Brigade Gateway Hyderabad, all of these take a little longer in terms of absorption, but that doesn't change anything in terms of our profitability and other metrics.
Okay. So we have launched 4,500 crores of new GDV this year. So if you can help us with the split of that and what has been the sales for this year from these launches? 51.
So about 50% of that has, 50% in the past 3 quarters has come from the new launches and, from the ongoing projects.
So 50% from the new launches. So new launches, so 4,500 includes the sustaining launch also or just the new launch?
4,400 is the value, is the GDV of the projects that we have launched. But so far, we have shown for 9 months, 50% of that number, of the pre-sales number, has come from new launches.
So this entire 4,400 is new launches, or it's also part of phases of existing projects released?
No, it is just a coincidence that the number is 4,400 similarly. So okay. 4.3 million square feet that got launched. That GDV is around 4,800 crores actually. And the number that we saw in terms of pre-sales was also around that number. But that doesn't mean 100% of what we launched got sold in the first 9 months.
Okay. So out of this 4,800, how much was Chennai and how much was sold in Chennai and Hyderabad? So just I want to break up of this new launches in Chennai and Hyderabad and Bangalore, and just to get the velocity of how much has you have been able to sell during the launch for the 9 months.
Yeah, so for the 9 months, totally 15% came from Hyderabad, 20% came from Chennai, and 65% from Bangalore. Earlier, I had given the Q3 breakup, which was slightly different, 35% from Hyderabad, 15% from Chennai, and 50% from Bangalore.
Okay. And just the last question on the business development, I think you have added 16,000 crores, I think you earlier told in this year, and GDV, new GDV addition. So what is the breakup of that geography-wise?
So I had said about opening remarks, I think I said 54% from Bangalore and 30% from Hyderabad and the rest across other markets.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Those are my questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Amar Mysore, Executive Director, for closing remarks.
Yeah, before we wrap up, I'd like to highlight a few key achievements beyond this quarter's financial performance. Brigade has always been built on trust, on honoring our commitments and consistently striving to do better. As we look ahead, we're sharpening our focus on this promise. We've released our new tagline, Believe in Better, which captures the philosophy that has guided us for decades. A belief that there is always a better way to design, build, serve and create lasting value. As we close this quarter, we remain anchored in that belief and energized by what lies ahead. CREDAI, the Confederation of Real Estate Developers Association, honored the CSR-led restoration of Venkatappa Art Gallery with a runner-up award, acknowledging Brigade's commitment to preserving cultural heritage through responsible partnerships. A few noteworthy awards, Pavitra Shankar and Nirupa Shankar were once again featured in Business Today's amongst the most powerful women in business. Brigade Group received Rotary Midtown CSR Award 2025 for its impactful contributions to community welfare. Brigade Group was recognized under Silver Category at the Arogya World Healthy Workplace Award 2025. St. John's Medical College Hospital at Brigade Meadows successfully completed 1 year of providing quality care and service. At the Global Business Forum 2025, a reciprocity memorandum of understanding was signed between World Trade Center Bangalore, World Trade Center Chennai and Kochi, along with World Trade Center Shenzhen. The agreement aims to strengthen collaboration in areas such as international trade promotion, investment facilitation, innovation exchange and business networking. Brigade REAP will serve on the jury for the Yes Bangalore Challenge, part of the World Economic Forum's Global Yes Cities program. The initiative focuses on identifying innovative solutions to help reimagine and transform the city of Bangalore. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Brigade Enterprises Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.